simple E-type vowels. The next vowel group you'll learn is sometimes called the E-type because it indicates an E sound. For example, the S sound in the word red or the A sound in the word eight. The simple E-type vowels appear directly underneath the Hebrew consonants, and the sound is formed by combining the Hebrew consonant immediately followed by the Hebrew vowel sound. We transliterate the Hebrew E-type vowels using the letter E, E-I, and sometimes E-Y. There are three forms of simple E-type vowels, namely tsere, which appears as two small dots directly underneath the Hebrew consonant. Tsere has the sound of the E in the word they, or E-I, as in the word eight. Tsere is a long vowel in Hebrew. And note that there's another form of tsere that has the letter yod following. We call this tsere yod. It sounds identical to the simple tsere vowel, and it's also a long vowel. The next simple E-type vowel is segol, which appears as three small dots in a triangle shape directly underneath the Hebrew letter. The segol vowel has the sound e, as in red, and sometimes a, as in they. Segol is always a short vowel unless it takes a following yod, in which case we call it segol yod, and it is a long vowel, grammatically speaking. Finally, the chatef segol is a short vowel or a reduced vowel that looks like the segol vowel with a colon right next to it. Note that the reduced or chatef forms of a Hebrew vowel only appear under Hebrew guttural letters, namely aleph, he, chet, ayin, and sometimes resh. Let me just add that the E-type vowels can be a little bit confusing in pronunciation, and you'll just have to learn by experience the exact way to pronounce a word. You normally do this when you're learning vocabulary.